உபபத்ரம் உபபத்ராமா. டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன்: அப்சரா சென்ட் பை லார்ட் பிரம்மா பிகான் ஸ்ட்ரோலிங் இன் பியூட்டிஃபுல் பார்க் நியர் த பிளேஸ் வேர் த கிங் வாஸ் மெடிடேட்டிங் அண்ட் வர்ஷிப்பிங். த பார்க் வாஸ் பியூட்டிஃபுல் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் டென்ஸ் கிரீன் ஃபோலியஸ் அண்ட் கோல்டன் கிரீப்பர்ஸ். தேர் வாஸ் பெயர்ஸ் ஆஃப் வேரியட் பேர்ட்ஸ் சச் ஆஸ் பிகாக்ஸ் அண்ட் இன் எ லேக் தேர் வர் டக்ஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்வான்ஸ் ஆல் வைப்ரேட்டிங் வெரி ஸ்வீட் சவுண்ட்ஸ். Thus, the park was magnificently beautiful because of foliage, the clear water, the lotus flowers, and the sweet singing of various kinds of birds. Fifth verse: Tasya sulalita gamana padavinyasa gati vilasaya chanupadam kana kanaya manana ruchira charana viharana swanam உபகர்ணிய நரதேவகுமார சமாதியோகேனா மிலித நயன நலின முகுல யுகலம் ஈஷத் விகச்ச விகச்சய்ய வியாச்ச. சோ பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் டைம் இஸ் லெஸ் ஸோ ஐல் ஜஸ்ட் ரிசைட் திஸ் வேர்ட் டு வேர்ட் மீனிங் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் அண்ட் பர்பஸ். வேர்ட் டு வேர்ட் மீனிங்: Tasya of her purva chitti su lalita in a very beautiful gamana movements pada vinyasa with styles of walking gati in the progression vilasaya whose pastime cha also anupadam with every step kana kanaya mana making tinkling sound ruchira very pleasing சரணாபரணா ஆஃப் த ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆன் த ஃபீட் ஸ்வனம் த சவுண்ட் உபாகரண்யா ஹியரிங் நரதேவகுமார த பிரின்ஸ் சமாதி இன் எக்ஸ்டசி யோகேனா பை கண்ட்ரோலிங் த சென்சஸ் ஆமிலிதா ஹாஃப் ஓப்பன் நயனா ஐஸ் நலினா ஆஃப் லோட்டஸ் முகுலா பர்ட்ஸ் யுகலம் லைக் எ பெயர் ஈஷத் ஸ்லைட்லி விகச்சய்யா ஓபனிங் வியச்சஸ்ட சா. ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன் அண்ட் பர்போர்ட் பை இஸ் டிவைன் கிரேஸ் ஏசி பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமி பிரபா. ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதிக்கு ஜெய். ஆஸ் பூர்வச்சித்தி பாஸ்ட் பை ஆன் த ரோட் இன் எ வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஸ்டைல் அண்ட் த மூட் ஆஃப் ஹர் ஓன் பிளீசிங் ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆன் ஹர் ஆங்கிள்ஸ் டிங்கிள்ட் வித் ஹர் எவ்ரி ஸ்டெப். Although Prince Agnidhara was controlling his senses, practicing yoga with half-opened eyes, he could see her with his lotus-like eyes. And when he heard the sweet tinkling of her bangles, he opened his eyes slightly more and could see that she was just nearby. Purport: It is said that yogis always think of Supreme Personality of Godhead within their hearts. தியானாவஸ்திதகதத்கதேன மனசா பஷ்யந்தியம் யோகினா. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always observed by yogis whose practice controlling the venomous senses. As recommended in Bhagavad Gita, yogis should practice samprekshya nasikagaram giram, keeping their eyes half open. If eyes are closed completely, there will be a tendency to sleep. So-called yogis sometime practice a fashionable form of yoga by closing their eyes and meditating. But we have actually seen such so-called yogis sleeping and snoring while meditating. This is not the practice of yoga. To actually practice yoga, one should keep his eyes half open and gaze at the tip of his nose. Although Agnidhara, the son of Priyavrata, was practicing mystic yoga and trying to control his senses, the tinkling sound of Purvachitti, ankle bells, disturbed his practice. Yogindriya Samyamana, Samyama. Actual yoga practice means controlling the senses. One must practice mystic yoga to control the senses. But
the sense control of a devotee who fully engages in the service of the Lord with his purified senses, Rishikena Rishikesa Sivanam, can never be disturbed. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati therefore stated, Durdantendriya Kala Sarpa Patali Proktataka Damstrayate, Chaitanya Charitamrita 5. The practice of yoga is undoubtedly good because it controls the senses, which are like venomous serpents. When one engages in devotional service, however, completely employing all his activities of senses in the service of the Lord, the venomous quality of senses is completely nullified. It is explained that serpent is to be feared because of its poison fangs. But if those fangs are broken, the serpent, although it seems fearsome, is not at all dangerous. Devotees therefore may see hundreds and thousands of beautiful women with fascinating bodily movements and gestures, but not be allured, whereas such a woman would make ordinary yogis fall. Even the advanced yogi Vishwamitra broke his mystic practice to unite with Menaka and beget a child known as Shakuntala. The practice of mystic yoga, therefore, is not sufficiently strong to control the senses. Another example is Prince Agnidara, whose attention was drawn to the movements of Purvachitti at the Apsara simply because he heard the tinkling of her ankle bells. In the same way that Vishwamitra Muni was attracted by the tinkling bangles of Menaka, Prince Agnidara, upon hearing the tinkling bangles of Purvachitti, immediately opened his eyes to see her beautiful movement as she walked. The prince was also very handsome. As described herein, his eyes were just like the birds of the lotus flowers. As he opened his lotus-like eyes, he could immediately see that Apsara was present by his side.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादा सागना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनामिने गौरत्विषे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांता नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగం లంగతి గిరి శ్రీరామ హరే కృష్ణ ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ సీనియర్ వైష్ణవాస్ యాక్చువల్లీ I am very grateful to all the devotees who involved in helping me to grow in my Krishna consciousness, learn what I am speaking or what we are learning. It may be ABCD. Even in materially, if you see ABCD, A to Z is just repetition of that A to Z and 0 to 9. So what I learned from childhood, you know, in a child, Kunjavihari, I used to see, like, you know, small kids, we used to run here and there. That was the happiest days of my life. Kunjavihari, where all devotees, I got association of, you know, now so big, big devotees, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, Radhishyam Prabhu, you know, and all Murari Prabhu, Sri Uri Charan Prabhu, Bal Govind Prabhu, you know, and many, and even like Mahavir Prabhu, Jugal Shri Prabhu, and, you know, many devotees. I cannot mention all the names because it is a very huge list. It was very strict life and it was very happy life. You know, as we grow in Krishna consciousness, we have to keep up their blessings and we have to act according to them. So I need blessings. Without mercy of the Vaishnavas, it is impossible. Especially my spiritual master, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, who inspired me with love and care every time he comes. And physically, you know, Vapu Association and Vani Association, everything. Because of his mercy, I'm continuing. Otherwise, I need mercy of my spiritual master. And especially senior most devotees like Rupa Goswami Prabhu, His Grace Radhishyam Prabhu, these are stalwart devotees who are serving lordships from last 25 to 30 years. I'm just a kid. Just now, and Lata, it is started just by the mercy of Vaishnavas. Rupa Goswami Prabhu so sincerely worshipping. It is whenever I go for deity worship, I remember Rupa Goswami Prabhu. Initially, we were very fearful to go inside also, before initiation. You know, you came for Prasad? He used to ask. So, very fearful to go inside, Rupa Goswami Prabhu and Rajasham Prabhu also. In Kunjavihari time, to go inside ashram only, it was very shaking. You know, I never went in, I never dared to go inside. Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki jai, Jagannath Balle Subhadramai ki jai, Gaur Nitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I certainly seeked blessings from Radhishyam Prabhu, who trained from ABCD of my Krishna consciousness. From 2006, I remember, April 15th, I came, I think. Date I don't remember exactly. From that day onwards, you know, it was Kunjavihari's mercy through Radhishyam Prabhu and other senior Vaishnavas. You know, Radhishyam Prabhu, even though I was not trained up in voice, but by his lectures and everything, you know, without his mercy, you know, I could not speak anything or any, and also Jugal Kishore Prabhu, it's like, you know, motherly love, always, initial days, you know, class means we never used to understand philosophy, but ends with nice prasadam. We were eagerly waiting for that prasad. And yatras, practically in every yatra, Prabhuji was there and inspired from day one until now. And I always used to offend him with shouting for the service. But still he tolerates me a lot. So I seek mercy of Jugal Kishore Prabhu and Mahavira Prabhu. You know, he like special mercy sometimes with anger, sometimes we can share openly, open-heartedly with Prabhuji also, Mahavir Prabhu, even Sarvalakshan Prabhu, very mother. We have got special motherly love with many devotees who cooks and feeds prasadam. So Sarvalakshan Prabhu and many devotees. I cannot mention all the names, especially roommates like Tirtharaj Prabhu, who is inspired me for chanting. And and Bhagavat Katha Prabhu for humility, Mother, Mahatma Priya Prabhu for kirtan. So I need blessings. So without mercy of the Vaishnavas, it is impossible to progress in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. All Vaishnavas, please bless me. I should not speak. Vachavegam is very important. For my purification, I am speaking. So today is Loknath Goswami's disappearance also. So even Sundarsham Prabhu, yes, I am very sorry. Sundarsham Prabhu inspires me for chanting. He comes for especially Burla and Rourkela voice. And maximum times he comes in. He gives a lot of inspiration for us. And many boys chant holy name. It is inspiration. So here, the main important thing Prabhupada was stressing is, while meditating, eyes half closed or here completely closed is very dangerous. We may tend to sleep. Prabhupada is telling about we may snore also, such an extent that we forget, we go deeply into ignorance. So Prabhupada was telling many people on the name of, practically this yoga is impossible to control our senses. Only fasting, to control our senses, this yoga, meditation and everything. But without fasting, eating non-veg, what to speak of eating full, here people are eating non-veg, eggs, fish and everything, and they want to control their senses. And doing the processes itself is very difficult. And no yama, niyama, asana and everything. And they just want to, controlling their body for only to improve their sex life. So this is not the practice of yoga. So Prabhupada was telling the actual practice of yoga, one should keep his eyes, even if Ashtanga yoga, one has to keep his focus, half closed eyes. Half closed means we should not see what is happening around the world. And focus on the tip of a nose. But how much we can do that? Tip of a nose. How long we can concentrate? It is very impossible. So Agnidara, Agnidara's mistake was like he was meditating on Brahma, demigods, not on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Priyavrat Maharaj was a pure devotee of the Lord, and such a pure devotee got Brahmacharya training from Narada Muni. So how big we may be, if we don't get proper training, and in future also there is a chance of slipping down. But Priyavrat Maharaj got perfect training from Narada Muni, and the instruction of Brahma, he went and took up the order, followed the instructions, and he ruled the kingdom, but safely returned back. Because he went on the order of Guru. The people who goes on the order of their own mind, it is very difficult. So here Agnidara for to get a son, but he didn't follow completely Priyavrat Maharaj. Here, Priyavrat Maharaj worshipped Supreme Personality of Godhead. But here Agnidara, Kardamuni were the same instruction to beget nice children, but he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, and he did austerities and he got a nice child. So here Agnidara was meditating on the Brahma. Brahma sent, he went to the place where demigods are roaming, apsaras are roaming. That place is also a very dangerous place. To go, and goal is not clear, and the place is also a very dangerous place, where apsaras were, so roaming. And but if you see, like Haridas Thakur, even though
On the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to chant holy name. Prabhupada always quotes Haridas Thakur example whenever Apsara coming and everything. So Vishwamitra also, Vishwamitra was agitated by Menaka. By the tinkling bell of, sound of this bells of ankle bells, chick, chick, chick. That sound itself is sufficient to drag our mind. By just the sound itself is sufficient. Even form is not enough. The woman form, the sound of woman, if we hear, Rajasham Prabhu is to tell, if some girls and come, if in college, if some girl comes to a student and tell, thank you, the boy will feel like, she is telling, I love you. it is so powerful. Even speculation, everything happens. Even if girl is not looking at her, just glancing in the college time, if some girl, during my college time, all boys used to come and tell, maybe this girl is loving me. You just glancing at, just look at, by chance. But people used to feel like, she's especially looking at me. Maybe, all these things. So, even just sound, if they tell our name, if woman calls the name, bus, all our senses will, in Kali Yuga it is impossible to control senses. It is near to impossibility. By just engaging our senses in Krishna consciousness, jitna, for example, from last 20 years, if we may be riding a bike, but one, two seconds if we doze while riding a bike, you may be 20 years practicing devotee, maybe bike riding, but if you doze for 1-2 seconds while driving, accident is there. So it is not like, 20 years I control my senses later or anything, but, bike riding or anything. So the sound itself is sufficient. Rajasham Prabhu has protected our ashram, especially with his lectures, warnings, no association of women for brahmachari. So it inspires us a lot. Where like Haridas Thakur is always chanting holy name. Even Shiva, he was like Shiva, like personality was meditating. Maybe a chance of, association of woman. But Haridas Thakur, the Maya personified, she could not shake Haridas Thakur. And also one of the examples like Yajnik Brahmanas. Yesterday Ram Nitai Prabhu was telling Yajnik Brahmanas, they were performing all the rituals as per the Shastras. Niyam Agraha, Niyam Agraha. One may be following all the scriptural rules, but the intention behind those rules, if we forget, then Krishna may slip our hands. The Yajnik Brahmanas were performing all the things, but Krishna was telling that you go to these Yajnik Brahmanas and beg. And you don't tell my name, you tell Balaram's name, because he is from Kshatriya family. So they were, these Brahmanas respect Kshatriyas. So they give. So Krishna was sure that they will not give on the name of Krishna. But they were, friends went and begged, they came back, but they were unsuccessful. And then Krishna speaks that these wives will surely give. His wives are very pure devotees. They are always meditating on me. They are my pure devotees, always thinking of me and everything. Then Krishna was confident on those wives of the Brahmanas. And immediately when the boys went, Krishna's friends went, they, before Yajna only, they took all the food items and gave to, Krishna and Balaram. And the Brahmanas, maybe, they even hell with our Brahmana, hell with, then Brahmana's wives were being asked to go back. We say, we have surrendered completely unto you. But surrender is to follow the instruction. So they went back. But Krishna said, nobody will disturb you. Nobody, when we follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and Krishna's instruction, the even impossible things becomes possible. So here, then they transform, they lament, hell with our Brahmana, hell with our Shastras, hell with our rules and regulations, but we could not give simple food to Krishna and Balaram. But
still they could not become devotees. You know? But they were fearful of Kamsa at the end. But the Brahmana's wives were completely surrendered. So even one of the wives was stopped to go to Krishna. She left her body. So they were completely in Krishna consciousness. But here the yogis who are meditating, who are doing austerities. Austerities is very dangerous. One should not perform more austerities than recommended by our acharyas. We are the followers of Rupa Goswami. Ours is Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya means we have to follow as per the guidance of spiritual master and Mahatmana, Mahajano Yena Gatasya Panta. So, when we perform even little bit, even if we fail, there is no loss in the Bhakti Yoga. But in the Ashtanga Yoga, they are, first of all, worshipping the demigods is a sign of less intelligent. Alpa Medasa. And even that also avidhi purvakam, that is indirectly worshipping Supreme Personality of God. So Agnidara was, first of all, goal is, worshipping Brahma and to beget their children, but his goal is actually wanting to go to Pitralok. So that was the, and controlling senses is impossible during, Hiranyakashipu and big people. Big tapasya they did, but they could not control their senses. Hiranyakashipu controlled his senses, but his ego was there. His ego was to kill Vishnu. More than controlling senses is ego. So it is very difficult. So that Hiranyakashipu also failed. No Ashtanga yogis successfully controlled their senses. Till now there is no history. But devotees very easily control the senses by Krishna conscious process, by chanting holy name. Srila Prabhupada, gave 16 rounds following 4 regulative principles, so many lectures to follow 4 regulative principles, to not to fall allured of internet. Even if we see for 1 second, that will go very deeper. If we see with an enjoying mentality, and it will come again and again. It will go to subconscious mind. Because they are worshipping demigods and controlling senses is a completely, failure. The sambandha, avideya and pravesna. Sambandha itself is wrong. So he got completely allured by this, he was half closed, and when he heard about tinkling of angle bells of Purvachitti, he got bewildered. And his goal, after she left also, 1,000 years, he associated, after that 1,000 years also, lust will not get over. Lust can never be overcome. As long, how much one may enjoy, it will not be over. Like Vishwamitra enjoys, after thousands of years, he recognized that, my goal was something different. I got sidetracked by, Menaka. So one cannot realize immediately. So by mercy of devotees, by mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can control the senses. Venomous serpents. To control Vachavegam is very, Vachavegam, Indri, Manasakrodha Vegam, Jivva Vegam, Udarupastha Vegam. All these are not possible by our own endeavor. When we are completely engaged in chanting holy name can control our senses, not by our own endeavor. But here, this is the proof. Agnidara was worshipping demigods and he was completely failed in controlling senses. So, here, but Prabhupada is always telling, here Prabhupada is telling, the practice of yoga is undoubtedly good because it controls the senses. If he follows all yama, niyama and asana, pratyahara, but which are like venomous serpents. When one engages in devotional service, however, completely employing all activities of the senses in the service of the Lord, the venomous quality of the senses is completely nullified. We cannot know how it is getting nullified. By just engaging our senses in Krishna's service, the senses are not bad. Senses has to be engaged in
you know, in service of the Lord. It is a, you know, the, if he, like serpent is there, snake, if the snake is poisonous, that poison is there, it is very difficult. That poison is removed, we don't need to fear. So, if a scorpion, if that poison is removed, it is like ant only, big ant. But if that poison is there, it is very, you know, when, even if once, if you get a bit of scorpion, you will get to know, it is like once if it was been bitten in my, when I was doing some agriculture service, you know. So one, something which has bitten, that time poison was like going like something insect going inside. You know, we can clearly visibly see that it is going blue color and it is coming on top. You know, it is so poisonous. So these kind of senses are very poisonous if they are having sense gratification, enjoying mentality. Then these senses, even if that enjoying mentality is there in the mind, intelligence and false ego, it comes through the senses. So these senses can be controlled by engaging in chanting holy name, serving the deities and serving Vaishnavas. Well, this ways, and also today is a very auspicious day of Loknath Goswami's disappearance day. And so, very auspicious day. Tomorrow is also ISKCON's New Year incorporation day. Srila Prabhupada, when I got attracted, when Prabhupada said, Prabhupada met his spiritual master first time. Before that, he was not having faith on the sadhus. But when he met his spiritual master, he got complete faith on the sadhu. Who is real sadhu? And he said, this ISKCON movement, mission is in right hands. When we see the leader is having right goals, right motives, where many people take shelter of that person. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, first time only, it is not like pure devotee. Pure devotee cannot be hidden. He will come out. And he cannot do any small mistakes. So Prabhupada came out, you know, first meeting only Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave instruction. Why can't you go out why can't you preach in English language and distribute books? So repeatedly Prabhupada got in same instructions because he is a pure devotee of the Lord. And because of that, Prabhupada came successful. It is not by sadhana one can become successful. If we are, you know, a pure devotee, we cannot imitate pure devotee. We have to just become sadhaka, good sadhaka by practicing Krishna consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada was very pure devotee. He is a Senapati Bhakta. So we can get inspiration by glorifying Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON, like Janmashtami. Janmashtami is celebrated in Jaladuta. But when he was the alone devotee. For us, at least lockdown, you know, 150 devotees together, we can celebrate Janmashtami so much. But I was thinking how we can celebrate Janmashtami. Then in while reading Lilalamrita, you know, actually Prabhupada alone celebrated Janmashtami. How many years, you know, in US, you know, he was celebrating alone. So when in association it is easy. So today's Loknath Goswami is a very, very, very intimate devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in Krishna's pastime also, he was a Saka, Manjari, one of the Manjari. So his disappearance day, you know, we can pray for his mercy by discussing something about Loknath Goswami. Goswami was a son of Padmanabha Chakravarti and Sita Devi. And was born in a small village known as Thalakadi in the East Bengal Jessur district. And nearby Navadvip only, so in the same Bengal. So when he was learning in the school, he was going through the school education with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit. And that time, from that time onwards, he was associating with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and very intimate devotee. And during Navadvip stay only, Nimai Pandit ordered for his the purpose why he came to to excavate the places of Vrindavan, lost places of Vrindavan. He was the first devotee who got instruction from Sri Nimai Pandit that to go to Vrindavan and excavate the holy places of lost places of Vrindavan. So he was fortunate, and along with him Bhugarbha Goswami was being sent. These two are eternal friends. Eternal friends, and they were like completely two bodies, one soul. Their intentions, their feelings, and their goal, everything is same. So that's why Bhugarbha Goswami and Lokanath Goswami went together on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to discover that lost places of Vrindavan. All the places of lost places of Vrindavan because of Muslims' attack and everything. But they arrived in Vrindavan at 1509. So both of them, Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami, stayed for entire life in Vrindavan. They spent entire life. Only once Loknath Goswami came out of Vrindavan in his entire life. That is when he heard that just before some few days or months before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking Nimai was taking sannyas, he sent Loknath Goswami to Bhugarbha Goswami to Vrindavan because they could not tolerate removing the hair of they could not see, they cannot even imagine when Gauranga Mahaprabhu removing hair. So that's why purposefully he sent them out. But when they heard, Loknath Goswami heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has took sannyas, immediately he came out of Vrindavan searching for, he heard that Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, and in search of so much love, he came back to Puri. After that, he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India Yatra. And again, such a determination to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such a, in entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, such a intense to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and successfully failed to meet. So he was went to Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India Yatra. He went to South India Yatra also. For example, if somebody goes to Vrindavan, or also we cannot go and to meet him. How much endeavor it requires. He went to South India to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There also he could not meet. And he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to Puri. And from there also he came back to Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There also he could not meet. And there Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back from Puri to Vrindavan. Again he came back, cycle, round the cycle. He went but he could not meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was purposefully not meeting because for him it is very difficult to digest that Gauranga Mahaprabhu without hair. So when he came to Vrindavan, again he left to Prayag. Through Prayag he was going to Puri. Then again, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came inside the dream of Loknath Goswami. Please don't be so much disturbed. Then by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stay there. And follow the instructions. Then he stayed back. So there Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells, they cannot see me without, in that
Vairagya form of sannyasi, such an intimate pastor, devotee of Krishna, Loknath Goswami. And they are in one of the seven major temples, Gokulananda, Radha Vinod, deities, and there Loknath Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Samadhi is there. Loknath Goswami is a spiritual master of Narottam Das Thakur, whom Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended as pure devotee and future devotee who is going to take up the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ahead. And such Narottam Das Thakur has written Guru Puja, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written Guru Ashtakam, Samsara Dhavanal and everything. Both such a stalwart acharyas, Samadhi, Pushpa Samadhi is there, and such a nice place. And Radha Vinod, how he got the personal deities whom they worship. Previously, gurus used to give the gift for a disciple as a deities to worship. Srila Prabhupada got Radha Govinda Dev and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, deity to worship. So that time Loknath Goswami was in love in separation. He wanted to worship the Lord. There is one place called Kishori Kund, the holy spot in a village of Umrao near Chatravana. Loknath Goswami decided to worship, to live there in a secular and cherishing hope he could one day serve the deity of Lord Krishna. And Sri, by that desiring, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came to Umrao village, and personally with his own hands he gave that deities Radha Vinod. And when in that ecstasy he was not able to see who is giving those deities, but in ecstasy he got that Radha Vinod deity. And after that, the deities said, due to your service attitude, I appeared by myself without any medium. And he wanted to take service. Now I am very hungry. Feed me. Deity is asking. Radha Vinod was asking to feed personally. Like if you see in Madhavendra Puri also, the Lord was personally wanting to take service from, not from anyone, actually very pure devotee whose intentions are very pure. No, he is not feeling burden of that service. From such devotees only he will take service, from such pure devotees. Madhavendra Puri, that's why I see Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj always glorifies Madhavendra Puri. Pure, glorifying pure devotees is the secret of success. In any class, if you see pure devotees, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, when I was hearing that class, when they closed that, they saw last class of Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. Then I got, he was giving that same class to the Pandava Sena devotees of London. That was the last lecture given by Maharaj, and speaking about same departure of Srila Prabhupada and everything. That is not by chance. It is by the will of Srila Prabhupada they spoke that. It is nothing in Krishna consciousness. Even if something inauspicious happened, that is not by chance. It is by the will of the Lord. So here Loknath Goswami got served. He with a very nicely, wherever he was going, he was taking that deities to, everywhere. So that Loknath, he was staying still. Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami left their bodies. And he was feeling so much love in separation, Loknath Goswami. So I just adjusted the pastimes of Loknath Goswami and everything. I'm not knowing what I'm speaking. In the flow it came. So please forgive me if anything mistakes spoken. And I took little 6-7 minutes and more. Thank you very much for tolerating me. And please forgive me if I am spoken. Topic is very difficult topic. So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.